And so on Rosh Chodesh in general, the Shulchan Aruch says there's a mitzvah to have a suda, a meal, a special meal in honor of Rosh Chodesh, or at least to have a special food. Like you want to have breakfast today, so normally you eat your breakfast or have a special Danish or something like that in honor of Rosh Chodesh. Some people will wash. Kohen always tells people to wash in honor of Rosh Chodesh. On Shabbos, there's a chiv, an obligation, to have a special meal for Shabbos, to have the three meals. On Rosh Chodesh, it's not an obligation, but it's a mitzvah. And on Chanukah, it's not. There's a question whether it's even a mitzvah. If the Shulchan Aruch says if you sing praises to God, to Hashem, then it could be a mitzvah as well. But two things. So we have to realize that it has to be noticeable that it's special for Rosh Chodesh. So either, like Rav Sif always would say, you should say that this is in honor of Rosh Chodesh. Like Rav Yashiv, on when Rosh Chodesh would fall out on Shabbos, he would have was not noticeable, eating for Shabbos anyway. So he'd have a special kugel in honor of Rav Karpon, in honor of Rosh Chodesh. And it says, the poskim say that, the Gemara says that on Rosh Hashanah, all our income, however much money we're going to make for the whole year, is decided on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah. But if you spend money on Shabbos meals and Yontif meals, and one opinion says even on Rosh Chodesh meals, that won't be taken away from the amount. You'll get extra money to pay for that. And the money that Hashem said that you're going to get on for the whole year, you'll get more because you're spending for Shabbos, Yontif, and Rosh Chodesh.